Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most practical and exam-relevant topics in the whole specification. Topic 2.2, Making Marketing Decisions. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is going to walk you through everything you need to know, the key concepts, the exam tips, the common mistakes to avoid, and a quick-fire quiz at the end to test your recall. So get comfortable, maybe grab a pen and paper, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. Marketing is all about understanding what customers want and making sure your business delivers it. Topic 2.2 focuses on the decisions businesses make to do exactly that, and it centers on four main areas: market research, the marketing mix, segmentation, and how businesses use data to target customers. Let's start with market research. Market research is the process of collecting information about customers, competitors, and the market. Businesses use it to reduce risk when making decisions. There are two types you absolutely must know. Primary research is original research carried out by the business itself. Examples include surveys, questionnaires, interviews, focus groups, and observation. The big advantage is that the data is up to date and specific to your needs. The disadvantage? It can be expensive and time-consuming. Secondary research uses data that already exists. Things like government statistics, trade publications, competitor websites, and the business's own internal records like sales figures. It's cheaper and quicker, but the data might be out of date or not quite fit your specific question. Now, within both types, you'll collect either quantitative data, that's numerical data like sales figures, percentages, and survey scores, or qualitative data, which is non-numerical, like opinions, feelings, and motivations gathered from interviews or focus groups. Examiners love asking you to distinguish between these two, so make sure you're confident. Right, let's move on to the marketing mix, and this is the heart of topic 2.2. The marketing mix is the combination of factors a business uses to meet customer needs and achieve its marketing objectives. You need to know the four P's: product, price, place, and promotion. Starting with product, this is what the business sells. Key decisions include the design, features, quality, branding, and packaging. A strong product meets customer needs better than competitors' products. Think about Apple. Their product decisions around design and user experience are central to their marketing success. Next, price. This is what customers pay. There are several pricing strategies you must know. Cost plus pricing adds a fixed percentage profit on top of the cost to make the product. It's simple, but doesn't account for what competitors charge. Competitive pricing sets the price in line with competitors, useful in crowded markets. Penetration pricing sets a low initial price to attract customers and gain market share. Think of a new streaming service offering a cheap first month, and price skimming sets a high price for a new, innovative product to maximize profit from early adopters before lowering it later. Think of a new game's console launch. Now, place. This is how and where the product reaches the customer. Options include selling directly through your own website or shop, that's direct distribution, or using intermediaries like wholesalers and retailers, that's indirect distribution. The growth of e-commerce has transformed place decisions, with many businesses now using multi-channel distribution, selling both online and in physical stores. Finally, promotion. This is how businesses communicate with customers and persuade them to buy. Methods include advertising on TV, radio, or online, social media marketing through platforms like Instagram and TikTok, sales promotions like discounts and buy one, get one free offers, and public relations, which builds a positive brand image through media coverage. The choice of promotion depends on the target market, the budget, and the product. Now, a crucial point for the exam. The four P's don't work in isolation. They must be integrated and consistent. A premium product needs a premium price, premium place, like a high-end department store, and premium promotion. If any element is out of step, the marketing mix is ineffective. Examiners will credit candidates who demonstrate this understanding of coherence. Let's also quickly cover market segmentation. This is dividing the market into groups of customers with similar characteristics. Businesses can segment by age, gender, income, location, lifestyle, or behavior. Targeting a specific segment allows a business to tailor its marketing mix more precisely, which is more cost-effective and more likely to succeed. For example, a business selling luxury watches would target high-income adults aged 30 to 60, and every element of their marketing mix would reflect that. Now let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. First, always apply your knowledge to the context given. If the question is about a small bakery, don't give generic textbook answers. Talk about how a small bakery would use social media rather than TV advertising because it's cheaper and reaches a local audience. Examiners award marks for application, not just knowledge. Second, when you're asked to explain something, use the appeal structure. Make your point, give your evidence or example, explain the impact, and link back to the question. For example, the business could use penetration pricing, setting a low initial price, which would attract price-sensitive customers and help the business gain market share quickly in a competitive market. Third, for evaluate or justify questions, you must weigh up both sides and reach a conclusion. Don't just list advantages. Say which option is better and why, given the specific context of the business and the question. Common mistakes to avoid. Number one, confusing primary and secondary research. Remember, primary is new data you collect yourself. Secondary is existing data. Number two, listing pricing strategies without explaining them. You need to show you understand how and why a business would use each one. Number three, treating the four P's as separate. Always show how they link together. Number four, ignoring the source booklet. In the exam, you'll have a source booklet with information about a business. Use it. Examiners expect you to reference it. Right, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause the podcast, think of your answer, then press play to hear the answer. Question one, what are the forces of the marketing mix? Pause now. Answer, product, price, place, and promotion. Question two, what is the difference between primary and secondary research? Pause now. Answer, primary research is original data collected by the business itself. Secondary research uses existing data from other sources. Question three, name two pricing strategies and explain when each would be used. Pause now. Answer, penetration pricing, used when entering a competitive market to attract customers with a low price. Price skimming, used for new, innovative products to maximize profit from early adopters. Question four, what is market segmentation? Pause now. Answer, dividing the market into groups of customers with similar characteristics so the business can target them more effectively. Brilliant work getting through this episode. Let's do a quick summary of what we've covered. Market research, primary versus secondary, quantitative versus qualitative, helps businesses make informed decisions and reduce risk. The marketing mix, product, price, place, promotion must be coherent and integrated, tailored to the target market. Market segmentation allows businesses to focus their marketing on specific customer groups for better results. And in the exam, always apply your knowledge to the specific business context. Use Peel for explain questions and weigh up both sides for evaluate questions. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you earn in the exam is a mark you've worked for. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.